Meditation 4.5 Karma. Introduction. Quotation from the Dhammapada. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. If everything is empty of inherent, independent existence, then why are we sometimes happy, and at other times depressed and miserable? Why do good things and bad things happen to people? One explanation is that ignorance of the empty nature of things still pervades our minds, and until we free our minds from ignorance, we will continue to have problems. But another explanation is that, although everything is empty on the ultimate level of reality, on the relative or conventional level, the experiences we have are subject to the law of cause and effect. Karma. Karma is a Sanskrit word that means action. It refers to the process whereby actions we do are the causes of effects or results that we will experience in the future. Positive actions lead to positive results such as good rebirths in our future lives, being healthy, getting what we need and want, and being treated well by others. Negative actions lead to unfortunate results such as bad rebirths, health problems, failure to get what we need and want, and being abused by others. The law of karma is also known as the law of cause and effect. But when we use the word law, it should be understood as a natural law, like the law of gravity, rather than a law that was invented by anyone such as the Buddha. Through his meditative insights, the Buddha became aware of the law of karma and explained it to us so that we could have more control over our lives and experiences. If we learn about karma and do our best to refrain from negative actions and do positive actions, we will experience more happiness and less suffering. There is no one who rewards us for positive actions or punishes us for negative actions. The results of our actions follow naturally, just as we enjoy good health from eating nutritious food, but get sick if we eat unhealthy or contaminated food. Some common questions and misconceptions about karma. People sometimes wonder if the law of karma applies only to those who believe in it, but not to those who do not know about or believe in it. If that were the case, it would be better not to know about karma, and the Buddha would have done us a disservice by talking about it. In reality, karma is a universal law that applies to all beings, whether they know about and believe in it or not. It is similar to gravity. All beings are subject to gravity, whether they are aware of it or not. Or to poison. Whoever eats poison will get sick, whether or not they believe that it's harmful. Another common question is whether karma means that we have no free will. For those who are unaware of karma, there is little or no free will because they don't know the causes of good and bad experiences. Although they want happiness and success and don't want problems, they may avoid creating the causes of happiness, e.g., being honest and generous, and may do the very things that bring problems, i.e., lying and cheating. On the other hand, those who know about karma are free to act in ways that will bring the happiness they wish for, and avoid the problems they don't want. So karma means that we are a creator. We are responsible for our experiences, rather than an external creator, or other people and circumstances. Some people have the idea that because everything is empty, there is no good and bad, no right and wrong. This idea is totally mistaken and extremely detrimental to our spiritual development. Enlightened beings and those who have a direct, non-conceptual realization of emptiness see all things as having the same nature, emptiness of inherent existence. But emptiness does not negate the relative, conventional level of things. Things still exist on the relative level, and their existence is subject to the law of dependent arising. They exist in dependence on other things, such as causes and conditions. On the ultimate level, things are empty, but relatively, there is suffering and confusion, the result of negative actions, and there is happiness, the result of positive actions. So karma, cause and effect, definitely exists, and we should acknowledge it. Some people have no trouble accepting karma, and may have had an intuitive understanding of it their whole life. Others are skeptical and ask for proof. But it's difficult to come up with concrete proof because karma is in the mind and the mind is non-material. The way it works is that when we do an action with our body, speech or mind, a subtle imprint is left on our mind stream, similar to the imprint left on camera film when we take a picture. Later, when we encounter the right conditions, that mental imprint will manifest in the form of experiences that occur in our mind, similar to the pictures that materialize when the film is developed. Lama Yesh said that we can see the workings of karma in our own life. When we're in a bad state of mind, dissatisfied with ourselves and our life, or angry at the world, then everything will go wrong and we will attract problems. But when we're in a good state of mind and treat people with respect and consideration, we're much more likely to have good experiences. So our own experiences are proof that our attitudes and behavior affect what happens to us in our daily life. If you have difficulty accepting karma, it could be useful to check your reasons and ask yourself if they are good, solid reasons. For example, you might find it difficult to accept because it's a foreign concept, one you didn't hear about from your family or education system. Is that a valid reason for rejecting something? Some people find the idea of karma uncomfortable. They may think, if I have lots of problems in my life, that means I must have done lots of bad things in the past, so I must be a bad person. This is an incorrect conclusion. There is no such thing as a bad person. The minds of all unenlightened beings are afflicted with ignorance and other delusions that motivate us to act in unskillful ways, creating problems for ourselves and others, but this is not our true way of being. We all have the potential to become free of ignorance, delusions and karma, and to become fully awakened, compassionate beings. We can't undo what was done in the past, but we can change ourselves from now on, and the teachings on karma show us how to start doing this. People sometimes focus more on the negative side of karma, you do bad things and bad things will happen to you. But we shouldn't forget the positive side of karma. It's important to remember all the good things about our life, the very fact that we have a human life, relatively good health, people who are kind and helpful to us, the opportunity to learn and practice spiritual teachings, and realize that these came about because we created lots of good karma in the past, and we can continue to create good karma in this life. The purpose of meditating on karma is twofold: to develop the awareness that we are responsible, we are the creators of our own experiences, and to learn which actions bring suffering, so we can avoid those, and which actions lead to happiness, so that we can engage more in those.